What is the story with these two?
So Lindsay.
That's the lady.
Yes.
Yes.
And her husband is Chris.
Chris.
She filed for divorce in April of 2021 after 25 years together.
Wait, they were married for 25 years? Why did they get divorced? Doesn't matter. They fell out of love. Yeah. Who cares, Elliot?
And then I guess he presented a list of items that he wanted to keep from their marriage, which included a series of nude boudoir photographs that she took years ago.
And gave to him?
Yeah, I guess so. They were maybe they were like joint property. I don't know.
Is that common when you're going through? No, no. Well, not the boudoir photos. No, no, no. But like when you're getting a divorce, when you're getting a divorce, is it common like when you go? And maybe it depends on how non-amicable it is or contentious. That's the word I'm looking for. Maybe it depends on how contentious it is. But do you go to your lawyer with a list of things and go, here's what I want? I want my car. I want the sofa. I want that chair. Like, do you go through, like, do you itemize your house?
I guess at some point you have to.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So if there is something like if your wife gives you a gift, that's yours.
Well, he's claiming that, right?
Yeah, he's saying that the boudoir the boudoir photos are and I guess the like the booklet or whatever she gave him, didn't she write like a bunch of messages?
Yeah, there were
in
little
them?
Love messages to
it. Yeah, okay. So he wants the boudoir pictures.
I feel like Diane would have a word or two of warning to this ex-wife before even creating the album.
If they don't exist, he can't claim them.
There she is. We've missed you.
Okay, but he's seen you naked. You were married for 25
well,
years.
That's a lot different, though.
Why? I mean, he's already seen it.
Seeing is different than having.
Yeah.
She no longer wants you to have her.
Well, yeah, you're not. That's why you're getting divorced.
But you're getting this album.
Do you know how many naked women I've seen in magazines? And I know I don't have them.
What a weird comparison.
No, but that does, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same. It's not the same as having them.
Is this the woman?
Yeah, there she is. She's voluptuous. Which I guess is neither here nor there.
It makes him seem pathetic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The photo album, which he fought to keep during the divorce, this guy wouldn't let it go.
No, not only would he not let it go, the judge sided with him.
Said what?
The judge said, you are entitled to those. And she was like, I really don't want him seeing nude photos. And I guess, like, when you hear boudoir, don't most people think like lingerie and stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or tastefully nude.
I was going to say there's like lingerie ones and nude ones. And so the judge said, yeah, but he was like, listen, I spent 25 years of my life married to her. There were certainly more good times than bad. And unfortunately, it's ending. And I want to be able to have these keepsakes as a remembrance of all the good times. And the judge was like, I feel you. Yeah. So the judge was like,
Judge Siegel.
So the judge was like, yeah, I feel you, bro. But the ex-wife was like, but what about my vagina? And they were like, oh, yeah, maybe he shouldn't be able to see that. So the judge made a ruling that they could go to the photographer.
Who took the pictures in the first place.
Who's a friend of hers.
Yeah.
And have black boxes put over her nudie parts.
That's how they edit them?
Oh, God. That's worse than just wanting it.
So the friend was like, I'm not going to do that. Like,
it's
I'm not going to, well, number one, it's art, but I'm not going to, that's my friend. Like, I'm not going to just, you know, put black bars over her nipples so that they could go to the ex-husband. So the judge said, okay, I'll bring in a third party to do it. So now there's a third party photographer who's being told you got to go in and black box the vagine.
Yeah, he also said, "Yeah, buddy, that's photographer Elliot, Judge Siegel, and photographer Elliot."
Anyway, the ex-wife now is going, "So wait a minute. So now there's just some rando, and while this is being contested, the pictures are with photographer Elliot." So the ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, while the proceedings are going on, going, "Wait a minute, I just want to be very clear. Like, when I took these, I went to a woman that I was friendly with who it wouldn't seem weird if she saw me naked or in, like laying on a rug with, a little teddy on or something like that. So you're just having some random dude hold on to the pictures of my body?" And the judge is like, "Yeah, that's the law."
Obviously, this becomes a very...
Some people say he's being petty.
But it becomes very behind closed doors feeling because of the nature of the album. But are there people, if he really just wants the messages and he wants the love notes, are there people who fight over the relationship box? You know what I'm talking about? In a closet somewhere.
Like keepsakes.
You have everything, like a movie ticket stub or something from when you were dating. It tends to get contributed to less
as you get older.
The more you spend together, the more years you're with each other.
Wait, so I don't know that I have a box like that.
I guarantee you somewhere in that house is a box. Now, Jackie sounds like she would be the one to get it because you would have no idea.
You don't know it exists.
I don't know it exists. I would do this, though. I would, like, if I can't even imagine what that is, but if there was like a box of stuff, mm-hmm. I'd fight for it.
Because you're petty.
No, I'm not petty.
You don't even know if you have one.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you do.
Then why should she get it and not me?
Because she made all of it, clearly. You right. Put nothing in there.
Okay, well then, you know what? You can have that. I'll take my entire bedroom.
I know.
Furniture.
Yeah.
One of the things in there, I've told you the story, one of the things in our shoebox is my Rascal Flatts map. Remember, I tried to make the treasure.
That's right.
And I almost set the apartment on fire trying to burn the paper.
Burn the edges.
To look like a pirate map.
And you would fight for that in a divorce. That's ridiculous.
That whole box? That's shared memory.
Yeah. You're getting divorced. You know what you don't want to remember? Your ex.
Well, tell that to this loser.
Well, that's different.
Yesterday, or the day before, Susie loser. This guy needs a name. Steven loser.
Yeah.
Why? He wants the messages. She said really nice things
Tyler
about
said it.
Him.
It looks pathetic.
A lot of things look pathetic.
It's almost better to be like, I want her pics. That, to me, is better sounding than I want the love notes.
But they meant something.
Did you see, though, initially, the friend who did the photography, her concerns with censoring or black boxing, however they were going to do it. Did you see why she didn't want to do it?
No.
The publicity would hurt her legitimacy as a boudoir photographer.
Oh, no.
Do you think that's lit? Like, that's real?
I'm number one on Yelp.
Or she just didn't want to get involved.
You know, I was going to do some boudoir photos, but I did ask the person, "Have you ever gone back in during a divorce proceeding and edit?" "You have? Okay, I'm out. Thank you." That's crazy.
It would harm her career.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I'd rather have my dignity. Thanks.
God, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
What?
I thought you were arguing with Scott about wanting his private photos. Went there.
Wait, what kind of, which dignity are you? Are you talking
the
about?
Dignity that this guy doesn't have.
Not the photographer.
No.
You have no problem with the photographer? I do.
Not editing because it's going to make her Yelp score go down?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy talk.
No, this guy, he does. He looks pathetic.
If Scott had nudes of you,
mm-hmm.
right? You did that boudoir photo for a client.
Right.
And Scott was like, "Come on, Diane, let me have the pictures." You wouldn't let him have them?
No.
But they were a gift.
Well...
No, but if it's a gift, it's a gift. So everything I've ever given Jackie, I should get back in the divorce?
Aaron Embarlo writes.
Divorced. Oh, Elliot, no.
That was mean.
No, no, I just meant she's been through this before. She's been through this before.
She also did a session for
No, did she really?
For her ex.
Yes,
wait, pre or post bunion surgery? Wait, so she did boudoir photos?
She did.
Yeah, Aaron.
But he could trash them for all I care. So he must have them, and she just does not want him back or even give a damn
that's a fair point, right? Like, Diane, can I ask you a personal question? And then I'll get to these people on hold, I promise. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
And I'm being serious. Has Scott seen you fully naked?
My husband, yes.
Yeah, okay. No. Don't laugh it off. Right. This is a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
So he has seen your breasts, your booty, your thing. Like, he has seen everything.
Okay.
Breasts, your booty, and your thing.
So what? He's got a picture of it. You know what I mean? Like, he's already seen it. He's touched it. He's played with it. He's done all of that. Uh-huh. He has. Diane, has Scott touched your erogenous zones?
Your easies?
Yes.
Now Aaron writes, and Diane, here you go.
Pre-bunion.
I left my ex, so if he looks at it and he sheds a tear missing me, she wins.
What if that's not what if he's not using them to cry?
No, he's going to Kinko's. And he's making copies, and he's putting them up in my parking garage.
No, he's not.
All throughout the neighborhood.
That's Nectar's concern.
Oh.
Going back to the original story, does he want those photos for revenge?
No, he said he wants them for the 10th.
That's what he's telling the judge. Oh, no, I'd like them for revenge.
Yeah, buddy.
Judge Siegel actually would be fine with that.
Right over his head.
I get it. Scorched earth, man. Here you go. You know what? I order her to take some more.
Go get him, Chili. line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello? Hey, are you there? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Yes. Hey. Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got married over the weekend, actually.
Well,
but 2 weekends ago.
Congratulations.
And my... thank you. And, wife gave me a boudoir photos for that marriage.
Oh.
And it was pretty great. Listening to the conversation, couldn't even imagine getting in that scenario.
So you, like, listen, obviously you guys just got married and everything is fresh and that's great. And I hope it lasts forever. I hope everybody's marriage lasts forever until they're not happy anymore. Then they should divorce. But if you divorce, would you feel compelled to give those back, or you would keep them, right?
I would keep them. And I also feel like, if it came down to that, she wouldn't really care either what happens to the end result.
Oh, so you married Aaron M. Barlow. But you know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. Would most people not care? Would most people not care?
Christine writes that not only does she care, but if someone's fighting for these photos, she's inclined to read up on this photographer for business.
Oh, because they're that good?
Yes.
Hey, if these pictures are that solid, I better call her. You know what? This could be great.
So she's caring as an outsider.
Would most women not care? And just go, you know what?
You have
seen
to,
it, touched it, played with it.
You have to have that revenge stuff in the back of your mind.
But what if you're not a revengeful person? Like, for example, Tyler's right. I am a scorched earth person, but I would never do that to somebody.
Well, you would hope that somebody would.
As I sit here today, I would never do that to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's Jessica, and this is you. In a few years, we're going to see a Dear Prudence article. Dear Prudence, my new boyfriend has an album of nude pictures of his ex-wife. This seems creepy and weird. What do I do? That's you. So if you're saying you're the post them on the internet guy or just keep looking at him guy, I think you're right.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Okay, so I'm a photographer and I've done some of these shoots.
Boudoir photos?
Now, at, Yeah. So as a photographer, when you give a client photos, this is the most important part. You're giving a client a high-resolution JPEG photo that's been edited. I have all the raw photos.
Right.
Which can be edited over and over and over and over again. So, if this particular gentleman wants photos of his ex-wife blacked out, I would do that for them. I would blur her face, and then the size of the black box covering the questionable areas is not mentioned.
Oh, so you could just make it like barely, like that black box wouldn't even cover up half the nipple.
You would put a black bar across the complete chest. All he would get was a blurred face, a nice looking neck, an attractive stomach, and great looking thighs.
All right, see, that's
there's
fair.
Your photos.
Now, but
have a great day.
Can I ask you this? Diane and I are married, right? And Diane got those boudoir photos done through you, and now we're getting divorced. Can I? And you knew us as a couple. It's not like you keep up with what Diane and I are doing, and we get divorced. Can I go in there and reorder them?
No.
What do you mean, no?
She would have to reorder them.
I paid for them.
They're her photos.
I paid for them.
Doesn't matter.
It does to
it's
me.
Of her.
Oh.
I know it does to you, but she would have to sign off on the photos because they're of her.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my friend. Can I grab line one?
Well, Yoda first wants to thank you. Are you reminded, Yoda, that I have my ex's boudoir photos? Oh. So, thank you, Elliot. Much appreciated.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name is Joanne, and I had a friend who got married, met a guy, got pregnant, got married within a year. It was a workplace thing. They, of course, broke up after a couple of years. She had taken the boudoir photos for him and made this whole book. When they were both cheating on each other and they split up, he took the book. And I told her, I was like, you need to reach out to him. He can't have these. What is he going to do with them? And she was like, I don't care. I look good. Wait till she sees that he still has these pictures of me. So it's like kind of like she's going to get the revenge.
You know what? Didn't think of that either. Diane, you and Scott break up and he took all those boudoir photos that you took.
Mm-hmm.
New girl. You're a second girl. You hook up with a guy. He's got his ex's boudoir photos. Is that a turnoff?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the lesson. Don't let the new girl know you have your ex. Yoda,
keep them hidden.
Don't let them know that you've got those pictures. By the way, you said workplace. I have such a great workplace story that I have to get into in a second. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And it's like famous people workplace. I love it. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tyler.
J-Mo's ex wanted the prints back because she, quote, paid a lot for them and wanted to give them out to other people. And Aaron and Barlow with one more follow-up.
Yes, thank you.
Almost like an asterisk. She says, I look better than two.
All right, very good.
Because we were talking about like if they go in a box or like a shoe box. The first thing I do in a breakup is take the relationship box and walk it to a dumpster. No one gets it. It's scorched earth for both of us,
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. What if there's something in there I really want?
Well, then Jay tweets, I've been a divorce lawyer for 15 years. I've never had a case where people have argued over a Rascal Flatts map. technically, it was a map to Reading, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And Blake Shelton opened.
Oh, God.